there. So, I wasn't going to make an audio today, but some very sexy things happened at work. Maybe you know what that entails. I listened to one of your audios, and it ended up inspiring a very sexy turn of events, sexy and humorous. And basically, I'm touching myself now, and I figured I would share it with you. I work in my school library, and I almost forgot that I wanted to do this, that I wanted to listen to a recording at work. But I remembered, thank goodness. And so I usually listen to something like This American Life or Radiolab while I'm at work. Reshelving books, it doesn't really take that much thought. So it wasn't really out of the ordinary for me to have my headphones in. So, I started listening to you, and it was really sexy. It was more distracting than Radiolab, definitely. If someone had asked me for assistance, I don't think I would have been that much help, but luckily, no one did. And there were definitely instances where I found myself just standing there, getting horny, in the complete wrong section of the library, just listening to you and your voice. And it really didn't help that I was wearing this little floral dress and nude lace panties. And if you're not familiar with lace, it's not a very absorbent textile. Oh, and oh god, I just got so wet listening to you. I could feel the sides of my thighs getting moist, and my clit starting to throb. And when I realized I could cross my legs and sort of squeeze my PC muscles, that was a little bit of a relief, I guess, but it really in the long run just made me more horny and unable to climax. So I just sort of tortured myself by listening to you trying to do work. And when you finally came, oh fuck, that was amazing, by the way. You sound great. I just kind of stood there. I didn't even really do any work. I just stood between the shelves and bit my lip really fucking hard. And then it was just all over, and I had to go back to actually concentrating. But it was a short shift, so it was okay. And I almost didn't go to the gym after that. I planned on going to the gym, and I almost didn't. Because I wanted to take advantage of all this sexy horniness I had built up, but I was good. I went to the gym, and I blew off a little steam there. Definitely went a little harder than usual. And Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, when I finished my workout, I still really wanted to touch myself. So, I got in the shower there, and the shower water was nice and warm, and my muscles were so tired, and it was just so relaxing and wonderful, and I started to play with my breasts and squeeze my nipples and think about your voice, and I just started to caress the lips of my pussy when these girls came into the locker room. And they couldn't see me. But the thing is that since it's summer, there are all these pre-college girls at the gym now, and I just felt totally weird. Because they're like 16, and I normally would have kept going, but it's just fucking weird. It was just too fucking weird, so I stopped immediately and got really flustered and finished up my shower. and got the fuck out of there, but before I did that, I was all nice and clean, and I was putting my dress back on, and I realized that I'd gotten my panties so wet that they were really gross, and because I was clean, I didn't want to put my panties back on, because that's just, I don't know, one of those things I don't like. I don't like putting dirty panties back on. So I skipped them, and that was the point where I just had to laugh at myself and say, oh my god, my life is a porno. I have to share this with Gone Wild Audio, because this is just too much. And once I had that idea in my head, I was like, oh, well, if I'm going to touch myself later, I should totally psych myself up and listen to another one. So, I take the bus home, and I waited at the bus for a little bit before I listened to you. And I was alone at the bus stop, which was nice. And then when I got on the bus, finally it fucking came. You were starting to get pretty excited in this particular recording, and the bus was really loud, so I had to turn it all the way up. So I've got you fucking blasting in my earbuds. And I'm sitting on the bus with nothing separating me from the bus but my sundress. And I was just surrounded by people. I guess a lot of people were going home from work, and I remember it was cold, and I tried to put on my sweater, and I remember just thinking, put your sweater on like a non-horny person. Please, please, just put your sweater on like a non-horny person. How would a non-horny person go about this task? I think I did okay, but I don't really know. It was a short bus ride, so I picked a short audio. Oh. looking at my own reflection, trying to check and see if I was making any weird faces. I let my mouth hang open, but other than that, I think I did okay. Until I got to my stop. I thought I was gonna miss it, and so I just sort of all of a sudden I pulled the rope kind of suddenly. Oh, you know, the little rope to get them to stop at your stop. And the sort of middle-aged man kind of, when I did it, after I did it, he sort of whipped around and looked at me, and you were getting really close to coming, and so I was really fucking horny. I was forming a little wet spot on the back of my dress, and I just remember being so nervous, like, oh my god, does he know? Because we made eye contact for a second, and I was like, would a normal person keep eye contact with him right now? I don't even fucking know. And you ended up coming right as I stepped off the bus at my stop. Oh. And just as I was walking up my driveway, the recording ended, so it was really, really good timing, and I just burst out laughing at that point, because I had just been so nervous, and when I get nervous, my instinct is to laugh. Oh. And I just remember being so excited and happy and just sort of full of, adrenaline. I didn't even care that my roommates had left the door unlocked. We're gonna get fucking robbed, I swear. But I was just in a really good mood. And then I walked up the stairs. Unzipped the back of my dress. Here with you. Oh, fuck. So, thank you for being so sexy. And I would really love to return the favor. You know, I think I really want a cock inside me. Yeah, I do. Okay, one second. My dildo is named Big Vi because she's really big and she's purple. Vi is short for Violet. She's really awesome. But I have to be a little slow when I put her in at first. Oh. right now. I've got maybe half of her. Okay, though. I just really wanted something inside of me. Something to squeeze while I come. Oh, motherfucker. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Holy balls, fuck. Oh, wow. Oh, God. Oh, gosh. Oh, whoa. Oh. Yes. Oh, Jesus Christ. Aftershock, stop. Oh. Oh, God. Thanks, Gone Wild Audio.